Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 4 weekly podcasts: Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, Blood and Syrup, The Mythos Mysteries, and Warhammer 40,000 The Valentine Heresy, as well as 4 event podcasts with mini-series releases at staggered intervals: Curse Code and Crown, Dumb Scum and Villainy, One Shots, and the bad movie review show, Garbage Town the Movie Podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pod. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back, initiates, to the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imaginings. I am H.P. Helmfirth, your host on this journey into darkness. The Mystery Punchers are preparing to rob New York's Metropolitan Museum. Richter attempted to ward the team against Egyptian curses. Adrian got advice from Sprinkles in Central Park. And Red decided they should infiltrate the target and set off in search of better guns. So venture forth with us, dear friends, into the mythos.
Night falls on the city of New York. And while many plans and many schemes are unfolding throughout the vast web of the concrete jungle, the one that concerns us this evening is that of Old Man Richter, Adrian Diesel, and Red, as the Mystery Punchers set out to rob the Met. The three of you have been tasked by 2x Marvin Gatsby to infiltrate the Met, reobtain his sweet, sweet shipment of delicious, illicit Canadian liquor from the Tutankhamun exhibit that is currently being set up, and get out, all while avoiding the NYPD, who have been alerted to the possible presence of illicit goods being moved through the museum, the museum security, as well as the possible mob connections that may have received information about the shipment from their mole in the inside the NYPD. So the three of you have set out with a mission of just straight up infiltration. So you're going full stealth, just trying to sneak in. Luckily, Adrian spent some time Rocky style training with a master of stealth, a stray cat that he met in the park, to help him infiltrate. What do we think the approach to the museum is going to be? I will say the Met in the 30s was smaller than the current Met, but still very big, museum. I don't know the layout, so we're going to be doing a little bit of Calvin Ball with, hey, we think we'd like to go here. So don't worry about like, oh, I don't know the geography, I don't know what I can say. Just tell me what you think your approach would be, and then we can figure it out with dice.
I think the approach would be find a back door that's used by the night cleaners. Okay. And wait till one of them inevitably like leaves to dump the garbage and then sneak in.
Okay. Richter, you've probably spent the most time at museums of anyone in the Mystery Punchers. What is your input on that plan, if any?
That sounds like a good plan to Richter. He's never been in a museum like the Met.
Mm. Have you never? I think we established this. You've never been to New York, right?
No. Right. So it's huge to him. Yeah.
Okay, great. Who would be your lookout to determine where this back door is?
As in who's going ahead? Kind of thing?
I mean, mechanically, I'm asking whose stats are we going to use, but I
think... Oh. Yeah, who would be our scout going? That's
narratively,
the door we'll
watch. Like, yeah. I mean, in theory, all three of you would be together, but okay.
Think I would.
All right, great. So, Claire, in that case then, first I'm going to need stealth from all three of you. I will tell you in advance, this is the least important stealth check of all of the many stealth checks to come.
Oh, no.
Because this is just how obvious are you casing
the
joint.
Museum? Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized that I went for the stealth mission without actually looking as to what my stealth was, which was potentially a bad idea. But
admittedly, you did get stabbed in the heart pretty recently and just woke up from a 7-day coma. I think it's okay to say Red's not necessarily on her game.
No. That's a fail.
It's just Red rolling stealth, right? Or we're all rolling stealth?
Everybody rolls stealth.
That's a fail for me.
Yeah.
See, this may have seemed like the least important thing, but Adrian knew and didn't want to do this because he talked to that fucking cat. I rolled 100. Lean hundo.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Cthulhu-y failure.
It's a cosmic failure.
Yeah, it is truly a cosmic failure. Just like Dr. Phil. Okay. Well, shit. I was expecting you guys to fail, but not at this level. Fuck me. Okay.
Tyler, what did you roll?
Hard success.
Demands a ghost. Claire, can you describe to me how Red has arranged them to case the joint? Like, just paint me a picture of what the ideal we didn't fuck this up version is so that I know specifically what to fuck up.
Right. I mean, I think it's, we approach the mat, we just kind of saunter around the back. I let the other two hang back for a bit while I just kind of casually walk around to see where people are coming and going. I find the door, I signal them over, we go in.
Okay.
Bob's your uncle. Easy peasy.
So Addie, something that you remember distinctly from your childhood, and there's not a lot you can remember from your childhood, but as a kid who followed the rules as aggressively as he could, when he could, you remember that when you're lost, you find an adult and you ask them for help. It's just a basic thing. And although that makes no fucking sense in an infiltration sense, What I love about the way you've structured Adrian is that everything's a little bit siloed for him. So when Red, like Richter is great at this. He's just disappeared into the woods, but there's no woods. It's fucking New York. He's disappeared behind some trash cans.
Yeah, he's got the shadows. They're working for him.
He's just lurking in the shadows like the scarecrow man we've determined he is. For you, Adrian, you see Red getting more and more frustrated because the problem with finding a quote-unquote back door to a museum is that they aren't really there. Miles and I did a weird puppet show at the ROM in Toronto a while back, and like there's no, it's not like a, you know, like a Walmart or something where there's a clear loading dock and everything else. It's really fucking strange, partially because of the nature of it, and they don't get shipments every day. So you're just kind of walking around this building and you see individual doors, but none of them seem necessarily like what you want or need. And Addie, for you, it's very concerning seeing Red get this upset because you know she got a pointy thing in her sweet, sweet heart. So you got to help ease her burden. And you know what? Sometimes Red is kind of dumb about these things. When you're lost, you just go ask an adult. Oh, no. And then once you've asked the adult, you'll know where the door is for you guys to sneak in and steal the things. So who would Adrian think is the most trustworthy adult that he can see?
A police officer.
Great.
Because if he's a kid, you got to trust the police officers.
So
also a white kid from a wealthy family.
Yeah, a white kid in the 1920s. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see a patrolman who is visibly nervous and trying to look casual. He's like patrolling the exterior of the museum, kind of like looking around. And I think he's like a Jim Belushi type. He's twirling a nightstick as you do in the 1930s. He's trying to whistle a tune, but he's doing it in the way that people who know they're in a horror movie whistle tunes, where they just assume they're going to be ambushed by a monster anytime, where it's like kind of a half-hearted, like I'm trying to remain calm while clearly being very agitated kind of guy.
Hello, my name is Adrian. What's your name?
And he like holds up his nightstick. And he's like, oh, sorry about that, pal. You're quite a sharp-dressed looking guy there. My name is, I'm
Thank you, but...
I'm sorry, I...
No, you should say your name. I can't talk to strangers. No, I can't talk to strangers.
That's a good policy. And you told me your name, and I feel uncomfortable because I haven't told you mine yet. I'm Constable Barry Bullock. It's a pleasure to meet you, Adrian. Sorry. Are you going to like a fancy party?
No. So I'm here with my boss over there, and we're trying to steal a bunch of whiskey out of the King Tut exhibit, but. We need to find a back door to get inside so we can steal. And she is very confused. So could you please help us rob the museum?
Oh, my God.
Also, there's an elderly man. He's hiding over there. He's sneaky, but he needs help, too.
Oh, shit. So now my role didn't fucking matter. God damn it.
Okay, so Ryan, I'm going to need you to roll...
That was the most 100 I could give it.
Yeah. No, you nailed it, bud. And look, I mean, I feel like this is just business as usual. This is something we've seen so many times. I need you to roll your most classic Adrian roll, fast talk.
Okay.
That old chestnut.
Man. Playing the odds. Oh, that's a fail.
I had to roll under 5 to succeed, and I rolled 62.
And by 5, of course, you mean the base stat that is literally printed on the sheet.
Yes.
Great. So Bullock's eyes go wide, and he just says, oh, yeah, I think I could help you with that. Hey, you know why your boss can't find the door?
No.
Okay, I was confused by this too. It's a secret door.
Oh, okay. Where do we go? I have to get the whiskey out of the can opener jars.
Yeah, I understand. Those can opener jars are pretty good for storing illegal whiskey, right?
Yeah, that's where it all is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get that. Okay, so listen. Here's what I'm going to need you to do. I need you to get your boss and your sneaky old man. He's involved, right? He's not just some guy. He works for your boss?
No, he's a part of the plan. He's okay. Important. Oh,
good, good, good. It's nice to help the elderly.
He warded us against curses because he knows he wants to steal that whiskey. Right. I asked him why we had to do it, and he said because we need more criminal friends to fight a cult.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that'll happen, man. That's, yeah.
He used a mirror to kill, like, 10 people the other night.
When you say he used a mirror to kill like 10 people the other night, do you mean did he take pieces of the mirror and did he put those pieces of the mirror in someone?
Well, he kind of held it up and then threatened them and then they all killed themselves. So you know what? Maybe it's not his fault. Well, they didn't die. They went to sleep. It's a confusing place, New York. I would like to go back to Helfrith, please.
So he held up a mirror and then they killed themselves.
Where's the door, though?
Yeah, no, we'll get to that in a sec. Hang on a second. You said you're from Helmfirth?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Okay. So, just so I got my facts straight so I can help you find the door you need, because there's so many doors, and I don't want to send you through the wrong door, right?
You want the right door. We need the right door.
Right.
This is important.
Okay, so... You're telling me that you need the right door so that you, your boss, and an old man who killed a bunch of people with a mirror, all of you are from a place that you don't know about, are going to rob the King Tut exhibit for whiskey.
Yeah, because Marvin Catspeed needs his illegal whiskey for his jazz club.
Okay, I mean, jazz is the devil's music, so that kind of tracks.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
You said Marvin, did you say Marvin, Catsby?
Marvin Catsby, yep, that's it.
Okay, what's this guy's nickname, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, well, you said your name is Adrian?
Yep.
Why are you wearing a tuxedo, Adrian?
Well, what if there's a birthday party?
Why would you need a tuxedo for a birthday party?
That's what you have to wear to get an invite. You think they're just going to invite some doofus off the street?
Okay. Adrian, can you tell me who the president is right now?
No.
Okay. You know, I was real worried for a second there, Adrian. But, you know... I think you're just a unique individual kind of doing your thing, right?
Yeah, I got my narwhal, and I'm here, and I got my magic knife, so I'll stab some ghosts if they mess around.
Okay, but if those ghosts look like people, you're going to stab them?
Well, you have to find out whether or not they're evil first. That's the ghost rule. I only shoot the bad people, like when there was that massacre and I got a Tommy gun.
Okay, all right, I think I do, in fact, that door I was going to tell you about, I thought maybe I wouldn't tell you about it, but now I think I'm going to tell you about it. Listen, you grab your boss and your sneaky old man, you meet me around the corner in 5 minutes, okay, can you do that?
Yeah, they'll be really excited to hear that you have directions for them.
Yep, the door you want is just around the corner, I'll make sure it's open for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Adrian. I'll see you real soon, okay, bud?
Yeah.
Now, don't you stab any ghosts till I see you, okay?
Yeah, and don't you try to get us in trouble or I'll have to put you to sleep in the woods.
you know, honestly, I've never been to the woods. They sound pretty nice. All right, well, you go get your friends. I'll go get that door open, all right?
Okay, it's just over there.
Yeah, it's just around that corner. And he just points down
an alley. Okay, cool. We'll go there. Thank you.
So, Bullock heads off around the corner to where he told you to go. And Adrian, full of just so much excitement, because it seems like no one understands you, but that guy seemed to really kind of understand. He was still a little weird, didn't quite get everything, but he got most of it.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hey, friends. It's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dumb Dumbs and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show. Somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on, but the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
That's right, that address that I totally just said. Go there, join Dumb Dumbs and Dice, support the show. It's gonna be great.
Red, and you just have a giant man in a tuxedo yelling your name, running towards you down the street.
I found where the door is.
You found the door.
Where? I met a new friend. His name is Barry Bullock, and he showed me where the door is. So we can go. Let's get Richter.
Addy, why are you talking to people?
Well, because you got lost, and then you have to talk to an adult to know where to go.
Oh, Addy, who was this man?
Well, he was a stranger, and then he told me his name, and it's Barry Bullock. I think I did a good job, because you didn't give me any instructions, so I helped.
What did Barry Bullock look like, Addy?
I kind of look like Jim Belushi.
That's the stupidest joke I've made in 2 years.
I know, man. That's you got me real good with that. That is oof. Sometimes that low hanging fruit just hits you right in the crotch. Yep. You know, it's All right. Richter, you've come to join them. I mean, you know, you heard Belushi, so naturally you joined the conversation, because why wouldn't you? Yeah. But yeah, just so you're aware, Tyler, you are here now for this magical experience we're all sharing.
Yeah. So Barry said I have to bring you, Grandpa, and you, Red, to the door.
Does this man have a gun?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Addy.
Red is
he also had a stick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he twirled it around. And he had lots of questions, you know, like a good friend would. I felt like he wanted to get to know me more than I wanted to get to know him. And that's why he's special.
Red, is there anyone else from Mr. Gatsby's gang helping us tonight?
He did say he had a crew ready to transport the booze.
Okay.
Basically, when you give the signal. What signal do you think you would set up as Red for them? They're, again, like a very capable crew. They just can't get close to the museum. So what's Red's preferred signal?
So they're meeting us at a different location than the museum.
Logistically, I think it's kind of a matter of, like, if you can give them the signal from the museum, you basically need to get the stuff either to, like, a loading dock or just alert them. What I'm basically trying to avoid is this is a shipment's worth of booze. So I think it's more of, like, if you can get it to a place they can pick it up, they'll just take it. So that could be off-site. It could be on-site. Adrian is still good to carry stuff. I will say that this shipment is a quality over quantity shipment. There is still a lot of it, but it's not like there's case upon case upon case, because that would be impossible to ship this way.
Okay. Then I think her... Then I think her signal would be to shoot out one of the windows in the museum.
Wow. Okay. Awesome.
Because, because in my mind, that would trigger the police presence to the museum and not around the museum.
Right. Fair enough. So I think the plan then is that it's not like there's a truck that's going to pull up. Mm-hmm. Well, I think basically you shoot the window, a bunch of guys pop out of the bushes and rush the museum. Mm-hmm. A truck screams up, they throw as much as they can in the back, and then they all just pile in and drive off is, I think... So it literally is like the exit strategy then is a reverse smash and grab.
Yep.
You're smashing a different window to draw attention away so that they can grab the loot and go.
Got it. Okay.
It's a grab and smash. a reverse smash and grab.
Yeah. So to Richter's question, we have his men standing by to pick up the goods, but they're not going to be of any help to us right now. They're more of a grab and smash crew, shall we say.
Well, this Barry Bullock is a man with a gun and a club. Could he be part of Gatsby's...
It's crew? A policeman. Adrian talked to a policeman. Yes, I think I would know him well enough to know that the person he would go to would be a policeman.
You absolutely would. This isn't the first time.
Yeah, but don't worry. He said he was going to help because I told him the whiskey was inside the can opener jars in the King Tut exhibit. So, like, he knows where we're going. He'll get us there.
Does he know where we are right now, Paddy? Oh,
well, I mean, not exactly. I told him you were over there, and then I kind of pointed, and then he said lead them into this alley where the door is in 5 minutes.
Adrian?
Yeah?
Honey, we're going to have to do some damage control right now, okay?
Okay, who hurt you? I'll put him to sleep.
I need you to go.
Okay.
To where you agreed to meet that man.
Okay.
Actually, first, you're going to take me there. We're going to peer around the corner and see if it's just him. If it's just him, we're going to put him to sleep right quick, and then we're going to continue with the job. If there are more of them, well, I'll make that up as we go along.
I don't know, because he was pretty nice. I don't think we should put him to sleep.
Adrian.
If he's there by himself, I bet he's pointing to the door.
Addie. He's not going to be taking us to a door that isn't a jail cell, honey.
But he promised.
You got to leave me to him.
Okay.
He has no objections to that part.
Yeah.
So he'll walk you over to the alley.
Richter, are you going with him?
I think he's kind of like, just kind of like hopping from foot to foot, like, I don't know.
Tyler, if you've got more.
I was gonna say, I think being alone and not knowing how to get in would be worse than being with them and whatever trouble they're about to get into. That's, so he would go with
them. Fair enough. And Red, what is your plan for this approach?
My plan for the approach is pretty much exactly what I just said, which is peer around the corner if the guy's alone. Kind of alone. Just take him out right quick.
All right. So Red, and only Red, I think, I need a stealth check because Adrian can lead you and Richter that way. But I think you're the only one peeking around. You're not doing like a full, like Little Rascals, Three Stooges, like whoop, 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 where each of you like peeks around the corner at a different height. And it always looks great, but it makes no fucking sense.
That's a success.
Great. So Red, you peek around the corner and your worst fears is, oh Jesus, words have just literally
confirmed.
Left. Thank you. confirmed, a word we use
in English
all the time. Yes, your worst fears are confirmed. There is a paddy wagon that is pulled up. There is Barry Bullock, but he's talking to a couple of, like, clearly more specialized cops who are holding shotguns and are, like, awkwardly hiding in front of the car.
What do you see?
I'm just going to turn around and just, okay, so, great. Terrible. So, she's going to back up, just silently gesture for the three of them to kind of go back to the museum where they were before, to get out of earshot, and just say, Adrian.
Yeah?
I need you to know that I am in no way upset with you.
Okay.
But you've just alerted the entire police force to our presence at this museum.
What? No, I just told Barry.
Barry is a policeman, Adrian.
Yeah.
And he just went, and now he's with all of his friends and their guns and their wagon, and they are absolutely planning on taking us away. Now, I'm
See,
not going to...
I think you might have got this wrong, because what if Barry was like, I want to help them even more, and then he'd read the same newspaper I had, and he
Adrian,
was like, Love Day Massacre, and then they were going to walk us in,
Addie,
but they'd be actual police.
Addie!
Yes?
When have I been wrong about the police?
I don't know.
Adrian, can you roll me an education check, please?
I rolled 4 times my education value.
It is true. You do not know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Red is like swallowing her frustration right now because she knows it's not going to get her anywhere with him. Okay. You said that you were going to meet them in 5 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much now.
Right. Well, a window to get in, get the stuff and get out has drastically shortened. So she just like, so follow me. And she's just going to like stride towards the back of the museum, really not knowing what she's going to do, but God damn it, she's going to do it.
Okay. Tell me what happens.
I find the door that is as far away from the cops as possible. If there is a lock, I try to break it.
You can roll a locksmith check. Which
no,
I did
I
not
can't.
Know was a thing until I looked at my screen. But yes, there is in fact a locksmith role in this game. Who knew?
I mean, I can try. My locksmith is 1. So, like... We'll see.
Richter, what are you doing? Are you following Red? Are you staying there? What's...
I'll follow her. Over her shoulder, I will say, Red, are you attempting to pick the lock on that door?
That would be ideal. I don't really want to shoot it out.
I was going to say, I imagine your lock picking is just... pointing the gun at the lock.
Red, may I attempt to open the door on your behalf?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Red, what am I supposed to be doing?
Addie,
right now...
I feel
like you weren't happy when I did my own thing. So, like, what thing should I be doing?
I need you to stay right by my side, Adrian.
Okay.
And that is all I need you to do right now.
Okay.
Adrian, this makes perfect sense to you, because as you know, Red is an authority figure. But then a different authority figure yells, Adrian, where you at, buddy? We can't keep this door open much longer. All the whiskey's getting away.
Oh, hey, Barry. I'm over here.
She's going to clap a hand over his mouth.
Okay, so I need you to roll me a dex save? A dex check, please.
Yep. That is a hard success.
You manage, like, the second you hear the cop yell, you just do it. So he does reply, but it's just into your hand. Adrian, I feel like you wouldn't remove her hand.
No.
So you just speak into her hand in the hopes that Barry can hear you from here.
Yeah, and then I think he just looks down at her confused. And through the hand you hear like,
but I didn't move my feet.
Richter, go ahead and roll your locksmith check, please.
I rolled a 68, which is a success.
Hey!
You jerk!
Shit.
Yeah, I have not had to use that stat, so I did not know it was like that.
My dude, I didn't know it was a stat in this.
Oh, you just muted yourself.
Oh, I am sorry, yes. I didn't realize that was a stat in this game until a hot second ago, so like,
yeah.
Fun for everyone. All right, so Richter, do you carry lockpicks?
No, I will. If Red is busy, kind of wrangling Addy as best she can, I'll pluck a bobby pin from your hair, which I'm assuming you have since you wear it in like a you like wear it back, right?
I wear it in a braid, so yeah, I'll have a bobby pin in there too.
Okay. So yeah, I'll just reach up and just like pluck the bobby pin and then start working on this lock.
Great. The lock opens fairly quickly. The weird advantage that you've given yourselves by accident is by not looking for a service entrance for like a loading dock.
Mm-hmm.
You've actually found a slightly less secure door. If custodial staff was coming and going constantly, likely a little bit more secure. If it's a weird staff door, a little less secure because it's, you know, just a door and a wall. You open it, and Addy, you've still got a hand over your mouth. We've come to a very important Telltale Games-style choice. You know your friend Barry, who was so nice to you. Barry was so nice. He's got that door open for you, but now Richter has a different door open and Red has a hand over your mouth. What do you do?
Red told him to so he'd just stand there quietly, not moving, because that was what he was instructed to do.
Okay. Then, Red is going to kind of give him the finger over the lips, shushing kind of sound, and slowly remove her hand and just say, Adrian, I need you to follow me and talk to me and Richter only. Do you understand?
Okay.
Now I need you to be quiet as you can.
Okay.
That's the best she's going to get. And they're going to walk in the door.
So with that, the mystery punchers, ignoring the desperate calls of Barry Bullock, now disgraced constable and authority figure, you step in through a door that you quietly close behind you and find yourself standing in the administrative offices of the most important museum in New York. It must be Richter's birthday.
This episode of the Mythos Mysteries features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Claire Blackwood at Claire Blackwood on Twitter, and Keeper Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and the Mythos Mysteries show logo was created by Decapitated Marker at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme songs are Dark Alleys and Sentinel by Kai Engel, and our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, JAHZZAR, and all of their music is available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. We have merchandise available at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. And most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMB DUMB DICE. All hail the mythos.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, Charles Grams, Christopher Little, Olin Anderson, Sue One, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Orion Birchfield, Lorda Bradovic, Noel Lewis, Scott Garland, Anthony Griffin, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time...
What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction, too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so... we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.